Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. I always get excited for this on Mondays and Fridays. It's Brock Bucks in the Berg podcast, hosted by my good friend Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, playing a little co-host with him and producer, 347-205-9631. Show goes by quick. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, a little less of me. As I lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you this morning from Pittsburgh? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And last night you raised a Jolly Roger in the first of four with Washington.
Man, good morning, everyone here from Pittsburgh. Definitely a good morning after a victory last night to start the first of a four-game series against the Washington Nationals at PNC Park. Let's talk about this newly renovated PNC Park with some great additions, to the outfield, center field and right center field. Online, you can follow me on Facebook, TarikBrock. On Instagram, same thing, TarikBrocksr. Twitter, it's the same, and so is TikTok. Man, I'm just really excited about doing our first show here in Pittsburgh, man.
Yeah.
And so, Mark, it's been a blessing. So let's get rolling.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I think the 2022 Pittsburgh Pirates slogan should be stellar defense, creative pitching, and timely hitting. What do you think of that?
That sounds like a formula for wins at the major league level for us. Timely pitching. I just want to, compliment our bullpen. They've come in and they've done a great job of holding down the fort, keeping us, in some games, even in St. Louis and now here in Pittsburgh against the Nationals. So, and gave our team a chance to come back for the victory we had in St. Louis and, last night. And even, against the Cubs as well, a really good series, got down and was able to come back. So pitching staff has been doing well. Our defense has been holding steady. And we actually been running the base as well. So it's a good combination. The challenge is for us to do it again tonight and then do it for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and when you look at Contreras last night, he was absolutely dominant, going three innings of scoreless relief, giving up just one hit, striking out five to get his first big league win. And then when you look at Will Crow, these guys just coming out of the pen now are lights out.
I think that's a really good point right there. Contreras did a good job of just coming in and pitching. And we saw him last year at the very end of the season for a start. And so that was really good to get his feet wet or cut his teeth at the major league level, be with us during spring training, start out in AAA and then come up, and be able to contribute so far, which is really good. It's a credit to our pitching staff, with Oscar Moran, Justin Message, and Riley Haddad, which has been pretty good. And our leader, Derek Shelton, has been doing a good job of putting our pitchers in the best situation for them to perform. And then also, man, we got to talk about the good equalizer for us is Roberto Perez. Since day one, he's come in and been grooming our pitchers. Not to say that Stallings didn't do it. Like, he won a gold glove, so I'm not going to say that. But just so far in this young season, Roberto Perez has been great as far as, building those relationships, helping work these young guys through. And we can't forget, he had, a young Shane Bieber, DJ Carrasco, and all those guys in Cleveland. He's been through this before, and so now he can navigate through this, a little bit quicker and faster than what he did in Cleveland. So it's been a really good formula for us so far this year.
Right, and then the bats busted out last night, lowing up nine on the Nats. Tucker and Newman and Reynolds getting in the celebration with his good news of the day. And Vogelbach, 4-for-6 with 3 runs and 2 RBIs. This team's looking like a lumber company early.
Yeah, it was good, having Daniel start us off in the spring training. a couple of times when he would lead off. And my thought process was, because I was so locked in on other things, like, man, okay, we're trying to get him, a few extra at-bats. But then starting to see it a little bit more, I'm like, you know what, we could start some games off, 1-0, with his pop and being able to hit, he gets on base, which is good. And so last night for him starting off, we were down and then coming up and, leading us off with the home run, which is really good, and then piling on more hits. And so now you get traffic on base for Brian Reynolds, Key Brian Hayes. It just sets us up really good. And our base runner was really good, was able to steal two bases last night as well. So, we're playing our style of baseball, which is, gritty type baseball, never give up. And so that's what our fans can expect from our young team this year.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, yesterday it was trending out here across the news wires and airwaves in Los Angeles, and I'm sure all over the place, Escobar not wearing a cup, getting hit in the family jewels. He should have borrowed one from the Pittsburgh Penguins, huh?
Yeah, that was a real Sports Center not so top 10, which is Friday. So you will probably see that as number one on ESPN probably for the rest of the weekend. The first thing is I had to put, my papers over my face, because I didn't know if it was serious or not. But when I heard he was over there laughing, it was just good to exhale and laugh really hard on that right there. Don't know why anyone that plays the infield does not wear a cup, but, I'm sure he'll probably have to have a talk with himself today as far as how he will proceed with playing, if he plays today.
I saw it and I said, I got to bring that up to Tarek when I talk to him tomorrow, and it was amazing. But JT Brubaker went 4 1/3, giving up 4 earned runs. He struck out 5, walked 4. He came out with a no decision. The ERA's a little up this year, but I like the way he's pitching.
You know what? He's pitching well. He's competing, which is really good. Understanding the characteristics of his his pitches. Some sink, some run. And being able to pitch off of that. Throw in a couple quick pitches yesterday, which I thought was really good, which just gives the defense something else to think about while he's up there. And then the one thing that I pay attention to is, when the challenges arise at any point in time for a pitcher, do they step up and, one, accept the challenge, two, see how they navigate it, and three, what's the body language like while they're going through it? It says a lot for us. And, man, he's just been, steady in going through this. And so it was just really good to see him. The other thing is really good, and I know you might not be able to see it on TV, but when a guy comes out the game and you see a guy that's on the top step there cheering for the guy that comes in, not because, he's saving his rear end, but because you really want that guy to do well for him as well, because he's coming in to, where the game is in the balance, so to speak, and working through that is really cool. And that's what builds for a really good team, a really good, pitching staff, from the number one starter all the way down to the closer. And, that's what we're building here. And you see it in our guys. You can see it in our clubhouse, see it when we're traveling on the buses and the planes and the hotels. So it's a really good culture that we're building here. And also, I just want to make mention, to our Pittsburgh faithful. It's like we've got two of our core guys, locked up. Key Brian is a little bit longer than Brian Reynolds, but that was a huge deal. Avoiding arbitration. Reynolds is settled and in for 2 years. Can be there, relax, know he's going to be here, and just know we're just we're building. And that was one of the things that when I was out in the community, last year, the last couple of years, that was a big thing. We don't have any people that we can, latch on to. Well, we got two really good young ball players that you can latch on to. A center fielder that started the All-Star game last year, was runner-up in the Gold Glove, and then we got one at third base, Key Brian Hayes, who's going to give Nolan Arenado a run for his money for a Gold Glove this year.
Right. I definitely think, locking those two guys up, and we got a group in Pittsburgh that, that that we don't really, you know, believe in what everyone says about us. I mean, this team can contend. I mean, I know we don't have the big payroll that the Dodgers and everybody else does, but it's a marathon, like you said before. It's not a sprint. So, you know, if everything works our way, we'll get, you know, into the playoffs, and who knows, might even win the division and scare some people. But, yeah, I really like the makeup of this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. And, you know, I think yesterday was really cool, and it shows the flexibility. And, you know, I love the way, you know, Ben Cherington, our GM, and, you know, our manager, Derek Shelton, built the roster. It's like, you know, we start out with an all left-handed lineup, and then they see, you know, they bring in a reliever, and now we flip. We got guys that can play in different spots and positions. You know, yesterday we brought in a defensive closer, and Jake Marisnik, who's, you know, I call him, he's like our Jalen Ramsey or our Minka Fitzpatrick, you know, for a Pittsburgh favorite. Which he goes in and he went and played left field yesterday, and Bean Gamble was able to go from left field to right field to close out the game, and we had, you know, really good strong defense out there. So you know, some really good exciting things. You know, we're going to be in games and compete and just have fun. So you know, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Looking outside, you know, a little bit of wind but clear skies, and hopefully we can get some more people out at the ballpark and support our guys.
Yeah, great day last night in Pittsburgh. The Penguins and the Pirates playing at home. Both of you guys get wins. And today, you know, a little reflection, Jackie Robinson Day, breaking barriers. What a special day this is in baseball today.
You know, this is, you know, probably the most fun day of the year. You know, just being able to don the 42. It's just huge, and this will be, you know, my third year being able to do it here in Pittsburgh, and just like the, you know, the little addition that they make is having, you know, the 42 on the back of the jersey today, Dodger blue, which is really, really cool, you know. And then also, you know, just don't, you know, since I'm here and all you want to talk about it, but Clemente Day is, you know, is the cherry on top as well. But, again, you know, celebrating, you know, the 75th anniversary of, you know, Jackie Robinson, which would be great. So just looking forward to seeing, you know, people out at the ballpark. And also, this is also, you know, the 50th anniversary of Josh Gibson's, in, you know, induction into the Hall of Fame. So this year is going to be special all the way around. But just tonight, you know, April 15th, just looking forward to, you know, celebrating the life and legacy of Jackie Robinson. And so down in the 42 will be special tonight.
Yeah, and you're starting to see some of these guys come through that were part of the Pittsburgh family a couple seasons ago. Josh Bell coming back to Pittsburgh. That must have been special yesterday seeing him.
You know, it was really good, and the coolest thing about being the first base coach is I get to have, you know, a couple innings worth, eight innings worth of conversation with Josh, and just remembering, you know, the things that we went through in 2020, you know, the climate of our country at that time, you know, which was hurting. And then also, you know, just seeing the changes in his personal life. You know, has a 4-month-old daughter, so we spoke on her last night, Noah, which is really cool. And just seeing how guys are growing and seeing how he's happy and really enjoys it over there, and just hoping that, you know, that they can make it a marriage between him and the Nationals, where he could be there for the years to come. He's a big part of their lineup and what they're doing over there. And who wouldn't want to have that type of bat in the middle of their lineup for the next 5-6 years?
Yeah, in the last couple of minutes of the show here, Stallings was out here with the Marlins playing the Angels the other day, and Colin Moran out here with the Cincinnati Reds. And I'm saying to myself, God, I got to ask Tarek this. When I look at Colin Moran, I think of Ben Gamble there, and they both look like brothers with those beards.
Yes, they do. And even more so since, you know, Ben Gamble cut his hair. But yes, they would. They would always yell out from the stands, "Is that the little brother of Colin Moran?" So we got that a lot. So it's good to see, you know, guys that have come through here that have, you know, landed in other places and still, enjoying the game that they love and being able to, you know, take care of their families and build a legacy. Wish them luck, except for when we play them, you know, for them to stay healthy. But, like, we're going after them. Like, we're going after. We're going out to win, you know, every game that we're in. So, but it is really good. And I'm happy that, you know, we have Ben back for another year, a big part of our outfield crew, probably our vocal leader out there. You know, Reynolds is more of a leader by example and his presence. But Ben is the one that definitely, you know, talks, you know, things out and, you know, shares what he thinks. And I think it's really good.
Yeah. And how can people get a hold of you as we wrap this up, my good friend?
Facebook, Instagram, TarrickSr. Twitter is the same. Man, looking forward to our next show on Monday, which will be from Milwaukee, correct?
Yeah, it will be from Milwaukee, Fear the Deer, and we'll be talking. You'll be in the city where the Bucks will be probably playing the Bulls. That's going to be interesting, too, get a little basketball in the show, and that'll be a quick road trip. You go from Milwaukee to Chicago, so that'll be fun, and let's raise the Jolly Roger with Mitch Keller today.
Man, that would be great. This is a big start for Mitch. Not like every start is big, but it's just in the middle of a series and the middle momentum. And hopefully he could tap into that and give us a good performance, give our offense and defense a chance to support him and be able to come out with the victory, man. So, man, I hope everyone has a great, safe weekend. Enjoy your family, friends. You get a chance, tune in and watch our boys play here this weekend, man. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Definitely, and grab yourself a Primati sandwich today before you go to the ballpark. I can't wait to talk to you on Monday. For Tarrick Brock, yours truly, Mark Mancini out here. We'll be back Monday from Milwaukee, the start of that Brewers series. Have a great one, guys, and thanks for tuning in.
Take care, guys.